credibility, reviews, videos work great. I mean, I've literally shown up at appointments and they're like, oh my God, you're the guy in the video. And I'm thinking, yeah, on my own website, but they look at me like I'm a rock star and they watch the video and, you know, they really work. Get a, you know, a seller to actually do a video. Just say, hey, what's your honest feedback? And let them speak for you and your character, because it just speaks so much louder than you doing yourself. But yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with credibility and that you're like a real person. Yep. And not just, you know, no face to the company, like whatsoever.
Yep. What's up, y'all? You're listening to the Carrot Cast podcast, the podcast with a funny name, but a big mission. We help thousands of real estate investors and agents grow rock solid mindsets, do better marketing so that you can build a business of freedom and impact. I'm your host, Trevor Mock. Let's dive into today's episode. What's up, guys and gals? I've got a special treat for y'all over here on YouTube and on our podcast, wherever you're listening to this. I've got my friend, amazing Carrot client, record breaker at Carrot Camp in more than one way. He's won like every single plank competition at Carrot Camp, and he's been to more Carrot Camps than anybody else. Mr. Keith Sant. I'm going to introduce you guys to Keith Sant here in a second if you haven't met him. But what we're going to talk about in this shorter episode is we're going to talk about growth hacks. And essentially, we're going to talk about the mindset that amazing marketers have and how they go about turning something from something that's maybe isn't working well or it's working pretty good into something that's working amazingly well. Keith at the last Carrot Camp walked through how he's doing anywhere between 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 deals a month. Almost all of it is online. Now he's doing an amazing job with that. And there's some cool things as we were talking before we hit record on this that he's been testing, tweaking that we're going to walk through. So you can start to learn how to kind of hack the growth of your own real estate business as an investor or as an agent with your Carrot website. So what's up, Keith? Dude, pumped to have you back on the podcast.
Hey, likewise. Thanks for the awesome introduction, man.
Yeah, for sure. So we were on here before we hit record, kind of talking about what you have done over the years. And I remember when you first started Carrot, you really hadn't done anything online. And now you arguably are an online marketing expert. So I want to bring Keith on here to kind of teach what he's doing. But at a high level, why don't we kind of set the stage, you know, let's say 30 seconds a minute. For those who aren't familiar with you, who the heck are you, Keith? We'll link up some of your other episodes of the Carrot Cast as well, but who are you? And then we're going to dive into the mindset shifts people can make and some of the things you've done to really growth hack up to, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 deals a month using the internet.
Keith, I'm an investor. I primarily wholesale and cherry pick the good deals. And I hate outbound marketing with a passion. Cold calling just literally just gives me goosebumps. I just hated it. And so I did everything I could not to have to do that. And I figured online marketing was definitely the way to go. And so, you know, I dove in, I learned a lot from you guys and a lot of other sources and just kept implementing along the way. I've been doing it full time for the last 4 years and it's been a hell of a lot of fun.
I love it. And so some of the things we're going to talk about, guys, we're going to be actually giving you guys amazing resources in our Cyber Monday deal. So if you're listening to this right after this came out, go to carrot.com/cyber, because we have an amazing bundle package. If you're not a Carrot member yet, it's going to give you amazing training to growth hack your way into getting that first deal or the next deal, leveraging Carrot over the next 90 days. We're going to give you the software, a whole bunch of other things. So go to carrot.com/cyber. If you're an existing customer, go there as well. Go to carrot.com/cyber. We have an amazing package for you also, because we want to help you guys growth hack your way to getting your first or next deal leveraging Carrot over the next 90 days. So Keith, one thing that we were talking about, let me grab my notes again. One thing that we were talking about before we hit record was you launched the website, and the mindset I want people to take here is you can't just launch your Carrot website and not do anything after that. You can't just launch it, do a couple of things, let it sit there. It's working, then not test and tweak it. So what have you done over the years, man, to grow the results of your online marketing, from getting your first traffic to growing that traffic to conversion? Kind of what's your mindset been?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. I mean, unless you're just going to pay for traffic to go to your site, you definitely want to do some tweaks. I mean, there's all kinds of tweaks and optimization you could do based on your goal and your traffic channel. Like For instance, if you're going to do Google paid click, you probably want a shorter, a smaller page, but you still want it optimized to convert fast. If they're more like organic search, the page is going to be longer, you know, all kinds of different things. So to answer your question, there's stupid little tiny things like you could implement. Like one thing I kind of mentioned, I was playing with the forms, right? Like I spent a lot of time trying to get up in the rankings. I'm like, okay, my rankings are high. How do I get more traffic? I realized, well, I'm going to have to broaden my keywords to, you know, rank for more keywords. That increased traffic. Once my traffic shot up, it's like, okay, how do I get my traffic to convert better? And that's where it was like that forms. I'm like, well, let's play with that form. Let's shorten it, make it prettier, put the stuff inside. And then like one thing, the form on the very bottom of my page, I put a little bag of money on the form and that no one ever filled out that form. Like I have three forms on my homepage. No one ever filled that one out. I put one little bag of money and all of a sudden, like a third of my fill outs are on that form.
Oh, really?
I don't know why. Like, yeah, people just happen to like that form. They're drawn to a little emoji. So, I mean, you could test and tweak all kinds of things and, you know, see what works.
So the cool thing that you just walked through, and this is the mindset I want people to take, is number one, when you launch that website with care, or if you're doing direct mail or cold calling, which like he said, he hates it. I don't want to do it either. That's why we focus on evergreen marketing to attract the best leads, the highest converting leads, the highest profit leads through inbound, through evergreen. But you launch the website. And then like he said, your first action, your first task is to start to get any traffic to it. Because when you launch a Carrot website, it's going to convert out of the box better than, you know, launching a custom site, going to Wix, Weebly, Squarespace, any of our competitors, and it's going to convert leads. So you need to focus immediately on getting traffic. Keith, in those early days, dude, kind of going back to that growth hacking mindset, you launched the Carrot site. Do you remember what you did out of the gates to get that first traffic coming in?
The very first thing I did, unlike a lot of people, but I put my website on the bottom of my bandit signs. Mm-hmm. So I was seeing my traffic. I'd get like direct visitors, right? Because they Googled, they typed in kindhousebuyers.com, boom, they're there. And then also Craigslist ads. I mean, those were free and easy. And those were, you know, and then at the same time started working on SEO to jump higher in the keywords.
I love it. So here's the cool thing, guys. So immediately, Keith, he got the website and he said, how can I get people to this thing? Because number one, we need to have people to it in order for it to get leads. And one of the best ways to do it is amplify any marketing you're already doing. So he said, I'm already doing bandit signs. Why don't I test putting the URL on this bandit sign and see if people actually go to my website and see the pictures, see the about page, see the reviews, build trust and credibility and become a lead or deal. And then he said, well, how do I get some online traffic to it quickly? Which Craigslist still works and really, really, really well in some markets. Are you still using Craigslist in your market, or is that a marketing method that worked great then, but you've moved on from since then?
I post in the real estate services section. It's $5 for a post and it stays up all month. And you're not like, you know, if you do it in the normal sections, you're going to be off page one by lunchtime. But not a lot of people do it there. And it's easy. It's something I can, you know, outsource. I have my VA post from now on Fridays. And it's just a simple thing to do. It's
like, so with, you know, the Craigslist side, what you're posting in the real estate section, services section. What are you posting on there as kind of a little tidbit that other people can test or growth hack in their market?
Yeah. So one thing I realized is, for whatever reason, you know, if you're over there like looking for an iPhone or whatever in the normal Craigslist area, their default view are little images. So you'll see, you know, columns of images for whatever reason. And when you go into the service section, the default view is list view. So if I want to pop out in that list, you know, I put a couple like either, you know, red siren emojis or broken house with cash on the other side, you know, stuff to, you know, really pop out more. So even if there are two other investors saying they buy houses in that list, their eyes are drawn to mine.
Gotcha.
And you could always change that view to, you know, picture view. And then on my picture, on my ad, it's like literally says everything right there. Like, we buy houses, even if you're behind on payments or your house is in major, needs major repair. And it's got my phone number and website right there. So they don't even have to click on the ad to, you know, get my value proposition and get over to my site or give me a call.
Dude, I love it. So that's growth hack number one, guys. Test out Craigslist in your market. Like I said, it works better in some markets than others. There's a lot of people who are saying that in their market, stuff's getting flagged, but they're probably getting flagged because they're putting it in the real estate section, like the real estate for sale section, which isn't the intent. So like Keith said, go to the real estate services section, test putting in some ads there for 30 to 60 days, do it consistently. Keith posts, has his VA post once a week on Fridays. Basically, hey, we'll buy your house, putting some pictures in there likely, and then drives to the website. Are you using your naked URL, or are you using the tracking links inside of Carrot to track where those clicks came from?
I do the naked URL there just because it looks cleaner.
Yep.
But you do see, like, you know, in Carrot on the back end, like it was a referral from Craigslist.
There we go. Cool. I like it. So you started to get some traffic in there. The next thing you did, like you'd mentioned, was getting SEO going over the long term, but that takes a while. So you were doing some short-term online marketing with Craigslist. You were doing bandit sign marketing and probably some other type of marketing as well. Now, when was it when you started to see some traffic coming in on the organic side of things?
Probably about 3 months. And it was about 6 months when I closed my first deal from, like, confirmed deal from SEO.
Cool. So guys, yeah. So he started doing the SEO side, and we're going to dive into some growth hack ideas that you can do on the SEO side as well. And then we're going to talk a little bit about paid marketing growth hack ideas. And one thing that we're doing in this Cyber Monday deal is we're going to be doing a short series, kind of like over the shoulder, looking over the shoulder of us in this month ahead, and then the month after, where we're going to go into a market. We're going to partner with a Carrot customer in that market. We're going to launch an ads campaign in that market. And our aim is we're going to try to pull out a deal. We're going to try to pull out a contract within the first 60 days is the aim. And I've got something I call the 60-day rule, where more often than not, when I've gone into certain markets or when we've ran ad campaigns, almost every time we pull out a deal within 60 days. Now, it doesn't mean that we're going to get that consistency all the time. Sometimes it stays 2-3 deals a month. Sometimes we get 4 one month and then none the next month, or 2 and then 1. But if you guys go to carrot.com/cyber, you're going to be able to get complete free access as a Carrot member to that series. All Carrot members are going to get access to this series starting in December, actually. And then we're going to do a live about 2-hour session of us literally showing everything that we're doing to get the campaign started and launched, show you exactly what we're doing to the page, the landing page we're going to drive people to from Google pay-per-click. And then every 2 weeks, we're going to do a follow-up call. We're going to say, hey, let's look at the leads. How are they doing? Talk to the person who's taking those leads. And then once we close the deal, we'll document it on Behind the Deal. And you guys get access to the entire thing as a Carrot customer. Just go to carrot.com/cyber. So Keith, on the SEO side of things, you started to get some traffic. You closed that first deal 6 months in or so. What did you start to do then to expand your traffic? What were some of those things that you were diving in, saying, I'm gonna experiment with these to see if I can get more traffic from these actions?
I added a lot of city pages. That was probably like the first thing I did. In hindsight, I probably would have added less. I think less is more. There's a lot of, you know, I made all these little tiny suburbs and little like hamlets, like as city pages that did not, you know, had no business really being city pages. I didn't know it at the time. But yeah, so I added a bunch of city pages and just started getting backlinks. It was like the two main things that I started doing.
Mm-hmm. So the city pages, guys, we have all kinds of training on this, and that's essentially kind of modeling what Zillow does, what LoopNet's done for years. And where, like Keith was saying, especially if you're an investor and you're going after motivated house sellers, you can focus on a little bit more broad areas, the state for sure, but then the main cities that you're going to buy in. And Andrew, who we're going to have on the podcast next week, actually is going to talk about what he talked about at Carrot Camp a little bit as well. That's going to be really detailed on the SEO side. So check out that episode, guys. But if you're an agent, and if you're an agent going after buyers, that's where we do find insanely niche city pages working really well. So if you're a real estate agent and you are in Roseburg, Oregon, as an example, you're going to have a Roseburg page. Then you should create a page for every neighborhood that people are actually searching for houses on the internet for. So that helps amazing for buyers of retail real estate as an agent, but sellers of real estate are going to be more general, more broad. The main state, and then the main cities should cover that. You should start to rank well for those. So the backlink side of things, let's talk about this part of the growth hacking. So in order to get ranked really well in Google, You've got to create the content in your carrot site. Our sites are, you know, insanely fast loading, a whole bunch of other things. But then you still have to do work to get backlinks to your website to build that trust in Google's eyes. What were some of the first things that you did, Keith, to get some good quality backlinks to get those rankings to climb?
You know, there's the super low hanging fruit, right? Like social profiles. Most of them are no follow, but you'll find some follow ones like Zillow. Zillow's probably the best one any real estate professional can have. It's like a domain authority, like 91. It's a follow and it's a real estate, you know, niche. There's other ones, but, you know, some of those, I did do some like, you know, web 2.0 kind of stuff. And then, you know, stuff like Haro, get on Haro and you know, answer pitches and you get links that way. And then, you know, once you start networking with other investors too, you know, hey, I just, you know, spent 30 minutes on the phone with you. You think you might give me a backlink? You know, like, yep. Stuff like that. There's all kinds of creative ways to get backlinks, but that's what I started was with the, you know, same on my other organic, just the cheap, free, what can I do? Cause I had more time than I had money. And just grinding away, spending way too many hours looking at a screen.
And dude, so you mentioned, Haro, help a reporter out. Guys, it's a free resource for you as the experts. Just go Google, help a reporter out, and then you'll find their website and you can actually, opt in and you're going to be able to get emails daily from reporters, like legit real reporters out there that are doing news stories, and just read through it daily to see what opportunities there are for you to actually reply back and say, hey, I would love to be a source for your article or a source for the whatever. And we've seen clients that have landed stuff on big publications because it was a real estate related article and this person replied back to them. So guys, help a reporter out, check it out. We've seen some amazing backlinks come from that. That's a really good SEO growth hacking strategy. So Keith dove in, started doing some backlinks there, went out and built the social profiles on the sites he had mentioned, went out and had created a Zillow page profile, had citations launch, which we teach how to do that, or we have a service that can do that as well for you. And then did some other things collaboratively with other investors and resources like Help Reporter out to get some good backlinks. So you started to get your traffic climbing. One thing that we were talking about, Keith, is then once the traffic came in and you're going, man, I'm getting more traffic now for all these different cities. Now, how do I leverage that already high converting platform Carrot gives and make it convert even better by personalizing it more? So what's the way that you approach kind of growth hacking the conversion of a website? Because it's something we tell people all the time that Carrot's going to convert out of the box better than anything else, but you've still got to build in your trust. You've still got to build in your credibility, and you should be testing and tweaking if you want to maximize the most out of it. So what do you look at when you're testing and tweaking the conversion of your site? And what are some of the kind of cool things you've done in addition to putting that little money bag emoji on the form button on the bottom?
Yeah, I mean, I know you've spoke about it so many times, but you know, credibility, reviews, videos work great. I mean, I've literally shown up at appointments and they're like, oh my God, you're the guy in the video. And I'm thinking, yeah, on my own website, but they look at me like I'm a rock star and they watch the video and you know, they really work. Get a, you know, a seller to actually do a video. Just say, hey, what's your honest feedback? And let them speak for you and your character, because it just speaks so much louder than you doing yourself. You know, it's not for everyone, but I, you know, Better Business Bureau, I figured why not? And no joke, if you look, I got a lead this week that was a referral from BBB.
Oh, dude.
Like they checked me out, probably went over to my BBB, clicked on the link there, and then filled out the form. So, dude. I mean, that works. People say it's a Ponzi scheme and it's $50 a month, but it totally works. And I've had multiple sellers say they chose me because I had good reviews on BBB or because I was BBB accredited. But yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with credibility and that you're like a real person. Yep. And not just, you know, no face to the company, like whatsoever.
Yep. And that's one of the things you've done on your site where you took the homepage of Carrot, leveraged the visual editor and made it really stand out and look quite different. You've got the big picture view on the homepage. You've got tons of videos with your clients, like you'd mentioned. And on the BBB side of things, one thing that we have to think about, yeah, as far as BBB as a business model, I don't like it as the business model, but your clients are looking there. The older demographic really looks at and trusts Better Business Bureau. The younger demographic, not as much. They're going to more look at your Yelps, your things like that. Or if it's a software industry, like we're in here at Carrot, Better Business Bureau isn't something our clients are really looking at, but they might be looking at G2 Crowd or some of those other software review sites. So in the real estate investor and agent industry specifically, BBB is a biggie. Even Zillow. I know Zillow removed their reviews for agents, shoot, this past 6 to 8 months, where I don't know if they put them back, but part of their model, because when they became a brokerage as well, they took all those hundreds of reviews that agents had piled up and just like nixed them all. I don't know if they brought them back.
They're crazy.
So you started to test and tweak some of the things on your site. You're swapping out images, swapping out videos, but it was always, how do I add more credibility, more personal touch, more build more trust on the website and leverage the high converting framework that Carrot already gives you. So one thing that you had mentioned before, Keith, was using Google Ads to kind of test something. This is another amazing growth hacking opportunity. And this kind of also goes within the series that we're going to do to finish this year that everyone, every Carrot customer is going to get access to. If you're not a Carrot customer yet, it's a perfect time to join. Go to carrot.com/hybrid cyber, because you're going to get access to this. But dude, what have you or were you doing on Google Ads that really helped you to discover what are people searching? What keywords should we go after with SEO? And there was something you'd mentioned too about certain keywords working amazing in some markets and not others. So have you leveraged Google Ads?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, you start spinning, right? And you know, I was bidding on all the typical keywords that most investors, you know, because I didn't know any better. And I was getting all these clicks, and they were high dollar clicks, and they were on, you know, we buy houses. For whatever reason, it doesn't work here. Like, it's just not a good keyword for this area. I mean, it was converting at a 1% rate, which means 100 clicks to turn into one lead. It was like a $900 lead. And I'm like, but I found other keywords that were just crushing it, like 20%, 25%, you know, 18%. So I'm like, I'm just get rid of that. You know, we buy houses, take that budget and move it over to these other ones. In theory, I'll get more leads at this 18 to 25% conversion rate, and I did it, and it worked. And but I know it's not the same in every market. Don't listen to me and say, "Oh, we buy houses doesn't work." I got buddies in Kansas City and Louisville and in Texas where we buy houses crushes it for them, but my keywords aren't the best. So yeah, it definitely takes some testing.
Dude, so that's a big deal, because with growth hacking, it's funny, my team, they proposed this to me a few weeks ago. They're like, "Hey, what if we did the Cyber Monday deal on growth hacking?" I'm like, "I know what growth hacking is, but we've never taught growth hacking here." And so when we really piece apart growth hacking, guys, it's basically data and experimentation, okay, mixed with marketing and psychology and mixed with tech tools and automation. You take data and experimentation, which we've talked about how Keith has been experimenting, leverage data in that example right there with Google Ads. And we take marketing and psychology, which is Keith going through. There's a parade going outside of my office right now, guys, a big old truck's driving by. So if you guys hear any of it, let's celebrate Veterans Day together. But so with the marketing psychology, that's really looking at, well, shoot, how does my market think, and how do they act? How do they make decisions? So that's Keith then taking that information, going to his website and saying, how do I make sure my website serves what the market is looking for and joins their conversation? And then we go over here to tech tools and automation. We say, once we've experimented with some of these things and we found that they work, now how do we scale it out with tech, with tools and automation to make it easier? Some of that's with Carrot, some of that's with other tools that Keith's using. So like Keith had mentioned there, guys, he launched Google Ads. He took what the common knowledge was that we're teaching that he finds from others and says, I'm going to start here. Okay, here's a place to start. Here's keywords to start that in general, across the country, people have found are working. But now I'm not just going to launch the campaign and let it ride. I'm going to launch the campaign and then look at it and tweak it and test it and experiment and try new things. And then take that, kill the keywords that aren't working, and then add more budget to the keywords that are working. We're going to show you guys us doing that live. On this series that's going to start this next month, go for the next 60 days, carrot.com/cyber. If you're listening to this after the Cyber Monday deal this year, 2021, guys, just still go there, carrot.com/cyber, or just go to our resources page, carrot.com/resource, to access any resources around Google Ads. Keith, anything else, dude, that you have kind of tested, tweaked, around the data and experimentation bucket of growth hacking, tech tools and automation, marketing psychology, anything that's worked for you or bombed for you as well, because not all experiments work.
I mean, I talked about this last time me and you spoke, but you know, when you mentioned tech tools, I was just thinking the most recent stupid little thing was that Calendly link. I started putting a Calendly link and closed 8 deals since. I, you know, this week I had like 3 or 4 people, definitely 3, book their own appointments for me this week. So those are, you know, 3 phone calls I didn't have to have. And anyways, yeah, like that one little thing. There's one deal that I got from that I know for a fact I wouldn't have even gotten if they didn't book that appointment. Like I wasn't even going to call them back.
Yeah.
And like, I really wasn't. It was really far away and it came in like 2 or 3 days before. And I was like, I don't want to go over there. And then 3 days later, he booked an appointment. Like he got my automated email and then he booked the appointment and it was like late at night on a Friday and the appointment was Saturday morning. I'm like, crap. All right, I'm going. I'm not going to cancel on him. So I went and then I get there and he was like, thank you so much for coming. You know, you're the only one that actually responded to me because like really? 2 or 3 other people. He said he reached out to like 3 or 4 investors and I was the only one that actually responded. So now it puts his desperation at a lot higher. You know, I'm not competing against 4 people. He knows that his house isn't that sought after being in the location. I got a good deal on it. I JV'd it and I made $15,000 on it. And I wouldn't have done that deal without that calendar link. So that was pretty cool.
I love that, man. Explain to people really quick what that was. Cause I remember at that carrot camp, you're at every carrot camp now. So I'm like, which one was it? The key.
Yeah.
So it was like the spring, I think, with Chris Bello, and a fellow carrot camper had described this technique that he had started to use. It was working really well. And Keith went back growth hacking, experimented with it, with a new piece of tech and automation. So what was it that you did there that's working so well?
Yeah, all I did, well, I put it in the automatic email, right, that goes out that says, hey, you know, someone's going to reach out. But I also put it on the thank you page. So after they fill out the second form on the last one, everyone else is like, cool, thanks for reaching out. Someone's going to hit you up in 24 hours. And then, you know, they're just sitting there wondering what to do next. They're probably going to jump on the next guy's website. But I put, you know, hey, someone's going to reach out to you shortly to schedule a cash offer appointment, or click the button below and schedule it yourself. And a kind housewife representative will meet you at your house for your cash offer.
Dude, that's so cool, man.
Yeah.
And it's such a simple little tweak. And so he went to Calendly, probably even using just the free account on Calendly. I don't know. There's paid accounts there, but went to
Calendly. I did the $10 a month, but it's paid for itself.
Basically free. So yeah, he got the $10 a month Calendly account. He took that script or, you know, the link to his Calendly deal, put in his follow-up email that the user gets. So automatically when they opt in, become a lead as a seller, they now then get this email. Hey, thank you for your address. If you want to schedule the appointment for us to come over there, click this link. And then like Keith said, he put it after the step 2. So if someone puts in their step 1 on Carrot, that's your address, name, phone number. Step 2 is more information, which shows that they're motivated and they have high intent. And then after that, it's basically taking the thank you page, like Keith had mentioned, and making it so the thank you page is useful, more useful, more valuable, and then putting the Calendly booking deal right there. So guys, that kind of stuff, right? If Keith would have launched the website and just looked at it, you know, several years ago and said, hey, it's up online, it would have gotten deals. But the reason he's been able to scale it up more and more and more and more and buy back more and more of his time is because he's always looking at these things. He's got the mindset to say, how do I hack my way through better growth? Because the market's moving, whether you guys are moving or not. The market's moving around you. Your competitors are moving around you. And if we just launch something and don't touch it for years, what worked amazingly well 2 years ago is still going to work today, but not as well as it did 2 years ago, because other people are moving around you now. And we need you guys to step in and do some of this growth hacking as well, which is why we're teaching you guys some of these. We're building even more amazing tools as we go. More data is coming in for the SEO tool, more Google pay-per-click training, some other resources and services to help you guys growth hack your way to even more deals this next year. But guys, we're going to kind of, in closing here, wrap it up. I'm going to drive you guys once again to the Cyber Monday deal that we have going on. So if you're not a Carrot customer yet, y'all, go to carrot.com/cyber. And what you're going to be able to get essentially is It's only $99. So $99 for the starter bundle. You're going to be able to get access to our advanced marketer plan for that month. You're going to be able to get some other amazing trainings to help you implement what you need to implement to grow your leads and close your first or next deals. And you're going to get access to that whole series that we're starting in December, where it's basically talking about, hey, we are going to do a whole session on start to finish. Us launching a page, showing you what the page looks like for Google Ads, launching the Google Ad campaign, showing you how we set it up. We're going to show the first leads even coming in on that. And then we're going to follow up every 2 weeks to show you how are the leads going. We're going to partner with a client in a city that we're going to be picking here in the next week or two. And then we're going to hopefully close the deal within the next 60 days. We're going to show you everything start to finish. And we'll wrap it up by bringing that deal into behind the deal. And if you guys can't hear it, there's literally a marching band outside my... Can you hear that, Keith?
I can. Yeah. That's awesome.
So guys, the marching band is even encouraging you guys to go to carrot.com/cyber. We've got a party out here. But Keith, I'm going to toss over to you, then I'm going to pause myself. What are some any other kind of last tips that you want to toss to people or mindset shifts to think about kind of hacking their way to more growth this next year?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people just have it in their head that marketing's hard. Like, oh, I can't just put up a carrot site and it's going to do everything for me. But I mean, it's one of the most valuable skills like out there. Like, I don't care what industry you're ever in, like marketers are needed. And, you know, any real estate investor, I don't care if you have $1 million to put to work or a crew that'll work for free. Like if you can't get a deal and if you can't get leads in, like you kind of have nothing. And outsourcing that is very dangerous because you're paying twice as much as if you could do it yourself, but also you usually don't know what you're getting. And there's a lot of people that promise things and, you know, they don't deliver. They end up doing more harm than good in the long run. So, you know, it's worth the time and energy to learn, implement. I wouldn't trade all the hours. Staring at a computer, analyzing, learning, testing. I wouldn't trade that for anything. Now that I know how to do a lot of this stuff, it's just a game changer. And a year from now, you'll wish you started today.
Dude, I love it. That's an awesome way to end, guys. A year from now, you're going to wish you started today. And it takes work. Like he said, you've got to invest in, it's either investing money to have someone else do that for you or investing time or both. And, the most successful people, it's both, right? Because if you go in there and kind of execute some of it and learn what you're doing, and then if you want to buy back time, you take some of those profits and help pay someone to help you with it. So guys, we want to help you close that next or first deal within the next 60 days. And like I said, we're going to be serving you with some amazing content, amazing training, and of course our Carrot software that works so amazingly well for so many clients. We did a survey and hundreds of clients filled it out. And we asked them a few simple questions. You know, how valuable are your online and carrot leads versus your non-carrot leads? What's your average profit per deal on those? What's your average close ratio? And on average, our carrot clients reported that on average, they close about 8% of all the leads into a deal. So that's about 1 in 8, you know, 1 in 10. It's about 1 in 10 or so leads into a deal. With their offline marketing or their non-carrot leads, it was about 2% of their leads closed into a deal. So I don't even know what that ratio is, but it's not as good as 1 in 10. But then next, their average profit per deal was far different. It was about $22,000 was the average profit per deal that was reported in the survey through their carrot leads. And non-carrot leads is about $9,500 average profit per deal for the non-carrot. So we want to help you guys work smarter, not harder. There's going to be work in that first 3, 6, 9 months for sure to get things moving like Keith had mentioned, but you can kind of growth hack your way there with low cost or cheap methods to get some traffic and get those first deals coming in. And as that momentum picks up with your evergreen, and then you have a budget to invest in some paid ads, then that's really where you get your consistency. So guys, go to carrot.com/cyber for the Cyber Monday deal. There's a package for people who are not yet Carrot members who want to join Carrot with this amazing deal. You get the software, you get the training, you get the over-the-shoulder Google Ads training where we're going to show you start to finish, literally starting from scratch to closing a deal over the next 60 days. For Carrot customers, there's also a bundle over there for you where you're going to get the training, you're going to get other things as well. And guys, go over there, carrot.com/cyber. Keith, dude, I appreciate you, man. Kind of walking through some of the things you've done.
I'm excited to follow along with your guys' 60-day thing. That sounds awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun watching the journey.
It, It'll be fun, man. And we're going to wrap this episode before the tow trucks start to drown us out with their honks out there. But Keith, absolutely. I thank you very much. Guys and gals, go subscribe on YouTube. Go subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us a rating and review. We love y'all. Carrot.com/cyber. Grab the deal before it ends. It ends, I'm pretty sure. Let me look at the calendar. The deal for Cyber Monday is going to end, I think it's on the 3rd of December, if you're listening to this. In 2021. It might be the 4th, might be the 5th, but I'm going to tell you the 3rd because that's what I think right now. And then we're going to start this series on the Google Ads, pulling a deal out in front of your eyes on the 8th of December, guys. So guys, carrot.com/cyber. Keith, appreciate you, man. Have an awesome rest of the day. And thanks for coming on and kind of experiencing the Veterans Day parade with me. It's going on out there, dude. It's going on.
Dude, that's awesome. Likewise. Have a happy Veterans Day and enjoy the parade with your family.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy. See you guys.
Bye.